Hello and welcome to the episode number 6 of the Holistic Wellness Podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Pallavi. I am a holistic medicine practitioner, homeopathic doctor, and a naturopath. And I have been treating stubborn chronic health issues with the help of natural medicines for over 14 years now. It is no surprise that many people turn to natural remedies when conventional medicines fail them. These natural, simple, non-toxic and safe treatments have shown time and again just how effective they can be in not only relieving symptoms, but also attacking the root causes of the disease. In today's episode, I will talk about the top 7 researched natural remedies for managing and preventing arthritis. These are all holistic options that you can use in your daily life without any side effects or long-term risks. If this sounds like something interesting, then keep listening. So, arthritis is a condition where the joints become inflamed and painful. People with arthritis will experience a reduced range of motion in their joints, making it difficult for them to move around freely or even get out of bed on occasion due to pain from inflammation that has settled into those areas over time. Do you know that arthritis is the number one cause of disability in the USA? As per the article published online in the journal Annals of the Rheumatic Diseases, there were more than 300 million hip and knee osteoarthritis cases worldwide in 2017, predominantly in high-income countries, with the figures set to rise further. Do you know that there are 100 different types of arthritis which have been described? The most common one being are, number one, osteoarthritis, which is a degenerative type of arthritis. It is non-inflammatory. OA or osteoarthritis affects 240 million people globally. Worldwide estimates that 9.6% of men and 18% of women over 60 years have symptomatic OA. The second one is inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis. They can occur in several settings, and inflammation can be caused by autoimmune processes, etc. Now, RA is an autoimmune systemic inflammatory disorder that can be caused by genetic factors interacting with the environmental one. For example, smoking leads to activation and dysfunction in the immune system, which causes inflammation of the tissue around the joints and can lead to rheumatic arthritis. Inflammatory arthritis can also accompany other autoimmune connective tissue diseases such as systemic lupus erythematosus, Sjögren's syndrome, scleroderma, myositis, inflammatory bowel disease, celiac disease, etc. The third one is crystal deposition induced arthritis, can be gout, pseudogout, or basic calcium phosphate disease. In gout, prolonged hyperuricemia leads to uric acid deposition in the joints, leading to joint inflammation. Several genetic mutations can cause hyperuricemia, although this accounts for less than 10% of gout. The majority of the patients with gout are under excretors. They cannot get rid of all the uric acid produced due to endogenous or exogenous purine metabolism. Males, advancing age, chronic kidney disease, alcoholism, and certain drugs such as diuretics are additional risk factors for hyperuricemia and gout. The fourth type is arthritis due to infections that can be septic arthritis, Lyme's arthritis. Septic arthritis is a rare type of condition that affects only a small fraction of all people. It mainly occurs in patients who are at high risk due to their pre-existing conditions such as immunodeficiency, advanced age, diabetes mellitus. Those with rheumatoid arthritis have doubled their chances of developing septic joints. Now, generally in conventional medicines, drugs like Tylenol, Percocet, Darvocet and Duragesic are used, containing acetaminophen, which can relieve mild to moderate pain but with few side effects. NSAID painkillers are used to treat both initial inflammation and chronic pain, but they won't help with the underlying causes. The natural treatment for arthritis can be beneficial in controlling your discomfort while still avoiding prescription drugs that may have side effects or risk factors you're looking to avoid. There are currently several natural and holistic treatment options available for people living with arthritis. Many people who formerly suffered from arthritis claim to have finally found relief naturally through adjusting their diets, lifestyle, herbal remedies, and approaching to managing pain. So today I have compiled the top 7 researched natural remedies for managing and preventing arthritis. So let's start. The number one is food. Omega-3 are the essential fatty acids because the body isn't capable of producing them on its own. Therefore, we must rely on the omega-3 foods in our diets to supply these extremely beneficial compounds. There are three different types of omega-3s. ALA, which is alpha-linolenic acid, DHA and EPA. The DHA and EPA are found majorly in seafood sources like salmon and sardines. On the other hand, ALA is found in some plant foods, certain nuts and seeds. Many vegetables, including the green leafy ones, are good sources of ALAs. So the best sources of omega are salmon, cod liver oil, walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, egg yolk and green leafy vegetables. Now, gout is the only type of arthritis that can be substantially improved by changing your diet and lifestyle. So for managing gout, you should choose small servings of meat, chicken and seafood. Enjoy low-fat dairy foods every day. Drink less alcohol, beer and fizzy drinks. And drink plenty of water. Let's move on to the second point now, which is managing weight. One of the most overlooked ways to keep arthritis at bay is by making sure that you are in good physical shape. Being overweight can create additional strain on the weight-bearing joints such as back, hips and knees when they have already been damaged or under pressure from other sources like habitual sitting. So losing some pounds could help you more than any food supplement. Please talk with your doctor or your holistic practitioner about what diet might work best for you for reducing your risk of developing this condition. There isn't just one way that will suffice because everybody has their unique body chemistry, meaning something different depending on where the specific problems lie. The third point is exercise. Workout is needed to strengthen the muscles around the affected joint, providing added support and less strain. Most experts consider movement an essential part of any arthritis treatment plan, even stating that it is the most effective non-drug treatment for reducing pain and improving movement in patients dealing with osteoarthritis. Regular exercise has shown to improve lower inflammation, regulate hormones, and even help prevent avoidable replacement surgeries. Yoga. It has been beneficial for managing different types of arthritis. The flexibility, stress relief, and reduced impact on joints makes it an excellent way to combat the pain caused by this condition. The fourth point is homeopathic medicines. Several studies have shown that various homeopathic remedies like Rustox, Belladonna, Calcarea Fos, etc. can help reduce the pain and inflammation associated with arthritis and can even prevent arthritis to a large extent. Seek the guidance of an experienced homeopathic practitioner for your personalized treatment. Let's move on to the fifth point now, which is proteolytic enzymes. Now, proteolytic enzymes break down proteins in the body or on the skin, which have been found helpful for people with inflammatory conditions. They can decrease pain and swelling associated with rheumatoid arthritis and help increase mobility when taken orally by individuals suffering from osteoarthritis. Proteins are also used against infections because they control responses that causes inflammation without causing further harm. Plant extracts with high content of proteolytic enzymes have been used in traditional medicines for a long time. Besides herbal proteinases, modern enzyme theory includes proteolytic enzymes. The results of various studies, placebo-controlled and comparison with NACIDs in patients with rheumatic diseases, suggest that oral therapy with proteolytic enzymes produces specific analgesic and anti-inflammatory effects. Proteolytic enzymes are obtained from things like tropical fruits, including papaya, pineapple, kiwi fruit, ginger, kimchi, yogurt, etc. The sixth point is about herbs. Now, I'm going to talk about the three herbs that are highly beneficial for treating arthritis. The first one is turmeric. With more than 100 active components isolated from turmeric, it is no wonder that this spice has so many health benefits. Turmesol and curcumin are two of the most potent natural anti-inflammatories out there. In addition to reducing joint inflammation in people with arthritis or joint pain syndrome by inhibiting cartilage destruction, turmeric may also reduce edema, swelling symptoms, which means it can help those suffering from conditions like lymphedema as well. The second one is ginger. Ginger is a delicious warming spice that can have many health benefits. In fact, it has been shown in research studies to lessen pain associated with arthritis and improve gut or GI functioning for those suffering from IBS or other gut issues. For people who suffer from these conditions, ginger also possesses anti-inflammatory properties which work almost identical like COX-2 inhibitors used in medicines. In one 2001 study, researchers found that highly concentrated doses of ginger extract effectively treated people with knee osteoarthritis. Before beginning the study, the participants experienced moderate to severe knee pain. Taking ginger extract helped to reduce knee pain upon standing and after walking. Overall, the reported side effects were primarily limited to mild abdominal discomfort. So, seventh point is natural local applications. Comfrey has been used for centuries as a traditional medicinal plant, which is known to help with pain and making significant additions to any topical treatment. Research published in 2012 states that comfrey root can be efficacious in activated osteoarthritis or equivalent when compared to diclofenac topically applied on the skin. I have been prescribing comfrey applications to many of my patients and I have seen some wonderful results. So we hope that you liked today's episode. Please remember that all the remedies shared on this podcast are for information purposes only. Through my podcasts and videos, I share my experiences and research of more than 14 years around the natural treatment of health issues. If you have any questions or concerns, don't hesitate to contact me by emailing me at contact@drpallavi.com, which is contact@drpallavi.com. It is also good to consult your physician if there's anything else you are confused about. You can also visit my website, which is drpallavi.com or drpallavi.com for more informative blogs, podcasts, videos, or for even booking a consultation. I will be back soon with another interesting and informative podcast. Till then, take care of yourself and bye.